I have many fond memories of those who taught at Fried Hartman College when I was here as a student. Some of those have already passed on to their reward, and most of them are not teaching at Fried Hartman now. One of the men that I highly respected when I was here was a man by the name of Frank Van Dyke. In fact, Brother Van Dyke's widow is sitting over to the right, a lady whom I appreciate so very much also. Recently, in a little paper that I got from over in Arkansas called the Gospel Gleaner, there was an article in the section called Restoration Reachbacks that was entitled, "What Does It Mean to Be Educated?" by Frank Van Dyke. Remembering Brother Van Dyke as I do for what he was and the kind of teacher that he was and how he taught God's Word in such a wonderful way, even though he was in ill health and probably in constant pain even as at that time, I went back and reviewed that article, an article in which he was promoting the value of Christian education. But some of the things that he said in that article caused me to really begin to think about the subject of education and to prepare the lesson, a lesson that is based on some of the things that he said and further research and study on the subject of what is an education. I remember my parents talking about an education. I remember them saying time and time again, "We want you to get an education." I remember talking to our children about that. "We want you to get an education." And I've talked to many down through the years and encouraging them especially to come to Fried Hartman and showing them how it's possible to come. And come and get an education in a Christian environment. Get an education. We hear so much said about that. But sometimes I wonder, particularly in the time in which we're living, if we've really stopped to think about what it means to get an education. I remember hearing the comment as I was getting ready to get out of high school and go to college, not necessarily from my parents, but from others, "Son, you need to get an education so you won't have it so hard in life." When I look back now, I think whoever said that did not understand completely what is involved in an education. And I think we need to understand today that being educated doesn't mean that it's going to make everything so easy. I don't think that's what was intended. I do not believe that that's what's involved in an education. The passage that Dale read a few minutes ago from the book of Proverbs emphasizes learning, understanding, knowledge, and especially emphasizes a verse that Brother Powell used as a text for a lesson back some months ago, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That passage went ahead and emphasized how important it is for a child to listen to his dad and to listen to his mother. And then emphasized in verse 9 how that when all of this comes together, a person has something that he can sort of wear as though it were an ornament about his neck. In other words, it's something that's valuable. I think God, in a sense, was describing an education in that passage. I'm also aware, as many of you are, that in passages like 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 3, there is a great contrast drawn between what God thinks of as real wisdom and what man thinks of as real wisdom. In fact, in these passages here in 1 Corinthians 1, 25 through 28, and the third chapter about verses 18 through 20, he says what the world calls wisdom is what God sometimes calls foolishness. And what God calls wisdom is what the world sometimes calls foolishness. And I think we can draw from that, if we don't draw anything else, that what some men may consider to be an education is not necessarily what God considers to be an education. I want you to think with me for just a few minutes about what may be a misunderstanding sometimes about what it means to have an education. First, let me suggest to you some things which may very well be involved, and some of them are necessarily involved in an education, which do not in and of themselves guarantee an education. An education is not determined by any specific degree. I'm thankful for the degrees that I have, and I'm thankful for many of you in this audience who have advanced degrees. Some of you mean a great deal to me, even as advisors, because of the study that you have done and what you have attained. And usually when a person has attained a degree and he has worked hard for it and he has obtained it from a reputable institution, he has something that's worthwhile, and it's certainly involved in being an educated person. But an education is not based entirely just upon a degree. In fact, I've seen a few people in life that I thought the degree was harmful to them instead of helpful, in that it went to their heads in the wrong way. A little story that I like to tell, and I like to tell this on John Rickard because he's an engineer. But a fellow went to a convention, and he noticed at the hotel where the people were signing in that one said his name and PhD, and the next one his name and an MD, and John signed in and said, John Rickard, SI. Somebody said, what's an SI? He said, oh, I'm a civil engineer. Now, I'll pay for that, I'm sure. But I think in some instances that's what happens. A degree is important, but it's important only for what it means and how it's put into the overall focus of life. And I am so thankful to be able to speak on a regular basis to an audience that includes many who have their doctor's degrees, and yet many who are, to me, a friend, an associate, someone that's ready to help, someone that I feel comfortable calling by first name or brother or sister. And I think that's the way that it ought to be. A degree in and of itself does not guarantee an education. Folks, a 4-point average does not guarantee an education. When I was in high school and in college, I placed more emphasis upon grades than I did when my children were in college, and I'm thankful that I learned what I did by the time they were in school. Especially when I was in high school and here at Freed Hardeman, a 99 was not enough if I thought I could make 100. I wanted to make the best grades I could make. But I came to realize that grades in and of themselves did not guarantee an education. I've known of people who graduated with a 4-point average who didn't know a lot, especially when it came to relationships with people and a relationship with God. Now, let me hasten to suggest to those of you that are students, don't go and quote me and say that I said that you didn't have to study and make good grades. I hope that you'll make good grades. And if you're capable, I hope you'll make a 4-point average. But if a 3-point average is where you are really capable of working and learning and producing, and that's your potential, you need to understand how important that is also. And we need to be sure that we don't get to the point of thinking that an education is just grades and nothing else, because there's more involved. And I would also suggest that just knowing a bunch of facts about something doesn't necessarily produce an education. I was told about an individual one time who was so good in math that he could stand by the side of a railroad track as a train went by and add up those numbers on the boxcars. But somebody had to tell him when to get in out of the rain. He had a bunch of facts. He had a tremendous mind from one particular standpoint. He could do things with his mind that most of us would have to use a computer, or at least an ad machine. And yet he was not really an educated person. Just having a bunch of facts and not knowing what to do with them is not an education. And let me underscore this in an area that I think is important. Just knowing a bunch of facts from the Bible without knowing how they fit into the overall picture of living a Christian life does not give us an education of God's Word. Now, all these are important, and I would encourage you to learn as many facts as you can, and especially with test week coming up, I would encourage you to feed your mind with facts, and it might not even hurt to cram a little bit. But facts in and of themselves do not guarantee an education. Folks, an education is not something that you come to an arrival point and say, I'm educated. I'm convinced that an education is a lifetime work, a lifetime effort. Now, I know there is a point in life when one receives what's called a terminal degree. You have to think about that for a moment. That means that may be the highest degree that can be obtained, and maybe one has gone as far in formal education to that point, and yet there are always refresher courses and there are always things to learn. Education is not something that's arrived at a certain point, but it is a process that continues as long as one lives. And I further suggest to you that education is not just knowing everything about something, but also includes knowing something about everything or about many things. There are some people who are highly educated in the intellectual aspect of life, who have difficulty having any kind of a relationship with other people. And yet there are others who are highly educated and developed and mature in relationships who know very little as far as intellectual facts and relationships to that are concerned. On the other hand, there are those who may have a tremendous knowledge of facts and even know how to use those facts in relationships who don't even believe in God. An education involves all of these things. And just to feel like that one has arrived in one certain field is not a complete education. Don't misunderstand me, I say again. Obtaining a degree is important. And I would encourage any of you young people to go on as far as you can and obtain any degree that you know how to use when you get it. Grades are important. And I would encourage you to study and work and make the best grade that you can, but that's not going to always be 100. And it doesn't always need to be 100 if you are reaching your potential. Learn the facts, but learn them in a way that you put them in context and you put them in focus. And let facts become tools to use, not just something to quote. And realize that you don't come to just one point and say, I'm educated in that sense. Brother Van Dyke made some suggestions, and I think some of these are excellent. I want to share some of these with you and perhaps add some or at least work on these from a personal standpoint. I've concluded from this study that there are basically four things that a person needs to be able to say that he has an education, that he's educated, or at least that he's working at a high level of it. I don't want to contradict what I said just a moment ago, that you arrive at a point and you say I'm educated, but at least to where one can feel that he's obtaining and is far advanced as far as education is concerned. Number one, an educated person knows how to work. And that's almost the opposite of what you hear sometimes. And he knows why he works. And he understands as he does that he is given an opportunity and therefore he is willing to work. In other words, an education involves a person being able to know why he works, how to do the work, and he's willing to do the work. I don't know where we ever got the idea that education is to get us off of work. That's not biblical. It's not even reasonable. Let us labor, working with the hands, doing that which is good, Ephesians 4:28 says. Passage that I used when I conducted the funeral service for the grandfather of Dale's and mine's back several years ago, a man who had very little formal education and who had never traveled very far from the creek where he reared 13 children, is a passage in 1 Thessalonians 4, that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your hands. And I still believe that that's involved in an education. Knowing how to handle one's own business. Knowing how to be quiet when one needs to be quiet. At least not promoting oneself or boasting or bragging. And knowing how to work with one's own hands. And the person who really understands education is one who continues to learn and learn and learn to where his work is more meaningful. And maybe sometimes where he knows a better way to do something. And finds a better way to do something, and maybe even shares with others a better way to do something. But an education involves work. Knowing why, knowing how, and being willing. In the second place, I suggest to you that an education knows or is involved with knowing how to behave. How to behave. Had you ever thought about that? Have you noticed how most people who have been able to go on and get a higher level of education have a better feeling of security and assurance even in their relationships with others. Most of the time, they do not feel that they have something to prove. But they've learned to accept self, but they've learned to accept self as a part of the overall picture. And a person with a good education is one who's able to look at the whole and not just in a selfish way look at himself. One of the characteristics of love over there in 1 Corinthians 13:5 is that it doth not behave itself unseemly. And I like another translation that says it does not behave itself rudely. A person who's educated knows how to be polite, knows how to keep from being rude, knows how to behave in the house of God, 1 Timothy 3:14 and 15. There are some adults who are lacking a bit on education when it comes to this point. And though we do not expect as much out of those that are younger, sometimes we wonder if they are at the point they ought to be in their education. In learning how to behave. You see, a big part of education from the standpoint where we're looking, taking God into consideration and God's word into consideration, is learning that there are some things that are right and there are some things that are wrong. And especially as we learn more and more, we let those principles and concepts and qualities of life sort of become second nature with us, and we begin to live in that kind of way. One who is educated knows how to behave. He knows how to be sensitive. He knows how to be kind. He knows how to take into consideration the rights of others relative to his own rights. I had an unusual experience this week. I was at the radio station at the same time that Phil Hickerson was there advertising the wrestling matches of last evening at the high school. And I remember watching Phil Hickerson wrestle on television several years ago. He was a big man then, and he's a big man now. And you can look at his Ford and tell what occupation he's been in. I suppose he'll weigh over 300 pounds. He and the owner of the station came into the room where I was getting ready to record the sermon this week. They were hunting a certain cord or something for the microphone. And I sat and listened to their conversation, and I think every time he addressed Wanda Smith, he said, "Yes, ma'am. Thank you. If you will, please." And I just sat there and thought, I've been looking at that man hitting somebody else over the head and throwing him across his shoulders. I never thought of him in that way, and I don't know how much formal education he has. Maybe not as much as some of the rest of us. But I think he had something in mind on that point, knowing how to behave. Let me tell you, being ethical, knowing what the ethical thing to do, is a part of an education. And young people being able to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir, and thank you, and please, is a part of an education. And I got a lot of that education at the feet of two people who never had an opportunity to go to high school and college before I ever had an opportunity to go to high school and college. I believe in the third place that an education involves knowing how to plan. I know of some people who just go to work, they do the job, they never think about what they're doing, they never think about whether they're going to do it tomorrow. Maybe there's some good in that, in that they are learning to live it a day at a time, but they never plan. They never plan ahead. And sad thing, down through the years, many of our preachers have been like that, especially from a retirement standpoint and a financial standpoint. They've never thought ahead. They've somehow or other concluded they can live on faith. And even Jesus taught that a blind faith is not good. An education helps a person to learn to plan. Maybe somewhat like Paul was talking there in Philippians 3 when he looked at the past and he said there's a sense in which I've got to forget it. And he looked at the present or at the future and he said there's a sense in which I've got to survey it. And then he looked at the present and he said there's a real sense in which I've got to press. He put all these things in focus. I heard a statement last week from one of the ladies who was being interviewed out in Oklahoma City as tribute was paid to those who lost their lives in that terrible event. And I never heard it put just like this, but I don't think I'll ever forget what she said. She was commenting on how she had learned to overcome the difficulties and to go on with life, and she said this. She said, "The past is past. The future is in the future. Today is God's gift. That's why we call it the present." Now you think about that for a moment. She was learning to live today, but she was learning to live it with an attitude of all of this involved. James warns us about planning in the wrong way in James 4, 13 through 15, where we say we're going to go into a city and buy and sell and get gain and all these things. And that's sort of the way we look at things as we get more and more education. Where am I going to get a job? What am I going to do tomorrow? What kind of career am I going to have? How am I going to make money? But I think if you'll study that context, James did not condemn planning. He condemned planning without God in the picture. See, he said we ought to say these things, if the Lord will, we'll do these things. And so I submit to you that an education involves learning how to plan and put things in focus, maybe even thinking about things that may be needed by those who haven't been born yet. Some of the things that we're doing today are important for those who haven't even been born yet if this world continues to stand. And an education means being able to put the entirety in focus. We'll never be able to look at it as God does from his vantage point, but we need to come as near to that as is humanly possible. And in the fourth place, I'm convinced that an education means learning how to love. And I don't care how many degrees we get or how many grades we make or what level we get in life, if we don't understand this point, we're not educated. One point that Brother Frank Van Dyke was making in his article was emphasizing the importance of a Christian education. He was saying, and I hear it again and again, Brother Walker Whittle made the point in Russia the first time he went and talked to the students there, if you don't have God in the picture, the economy, nothing else matters. And a person does not have any degree of education, or at least a high degree of education, if he doesn't know how to love. Love his family. Love his friends. Love his community. Love his fellows and his associates with whom he works. And love God above everything else. And when I use the word love there, I especially want to include a word that I think is definitely included, and that's respect. Having respect for family and friends and fellow associates and for God. And no one has attained an education. I suggest to you that a person is a failure until he comes to the point of being able to know how to love. Now I want you to take these four points, and they're four words: work, behave, plan, and love. I really believe that those are the four corner posts of a good education. Get every degree you can. Make the best grade you can. Learn as many facts as you can. Develop your skills to the extent that you can. But when you really learn the why and the how of work, and you learn the ethics of relationships, and you learn to plug today into the overall purpose of life, and you learn to love God and man, you're well on your way to an education. And until you do that, you're lacking. And did you notice that each one of these things is something that every last one of us in here can do? We may have different levels of education, educational wise, but every one of us can learn to work, to behave, to plan, and to love. And we need to continue to be about the business of getting an education. I want you to notice especially that an education involves the right relationship with God, and I would say again that no man is educated unless he learns to have that right relationship with God. Because it's only then that all these other things fit in proper focus. What's your relationship with God tonight? Do you need to become a Christian? Do you need to come asking for forgiveness and for prayers? If you need to be baptized into Christ, we'd like to assist you. If you need the prayers, we'd like to pray with you and for you and praying one for another. If you need to respond, come as together we stand and sing.
Into the fold of safety, where there is rest and room. Come in the strength of manhood, come in the morn of youth. Into the fold of safety.